American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Good Friday. It's Friday, April 2nd, 2021. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. What a show it's going to be today. I have more video clips for you today than any other show, I think, and I'm going to play them all because they all need to be seen to be believed. Truly incredible stuff, from outright insanity on display, violent, hysterical, leftist as always. We'll show you that. Some funny stuff as well, mocking the violent, hysterical leftist. Many other just bombshell videos that I can't wait to show you. And I'm going to show them all to you in the first half of this program, because in the second half, I'll be joined by a series of special guests. The first will be Jason Jones, filmmaker and author. Very excited to speak to him. And then Drew Hernandez, of course, videographer fame. He's one of these incredible independent reporters that goes on the ground at really dangerous sites around America. We'll be talking about the border crisis going on right now. So tons of videos, two great guests, your calls, and of course, all of these headlines, which once again, on a daily basis, there is no shortage of news to cover. But briefly, it is Good Friday, and I love Good Friday. I love Good Friday because you have to think about Jesus Christ not as a mythological or legendary figure, but as a real human being with real human drama. And, you know, when I was in high school, I guess, I read this book called Zealot by Cannibal Reza Aslan. And it essentially tries to make the case that Jesus Christ was just another in a long series of itinerant Jewish preachers that claim to be God. And in fact, lists a whole bunch in the first introduction of the book. He says this trope of this Jesus-like character was so common, it had become a kind of caricature among the Roman elite. And he lists a series of supposed prophets, preachers, and messiahs trampling through the Holy Land, delivering messages of God's imminent judgment. They actually have names of these people, and he goes one after another. And the interesting thing to me is that without exception, every single one of these guys that he mentions that were sort of the forerunners of Jesus, claiming to be the Messiah, with a couple of followers wandering around the Holy Land, every single one of them died violent deaths. Most of them died holed up in a compound somewhere, attempting to reignite the Jewish kingdom and claiming they were the king. And he portrays this as, you know, evidence that Jesus was just another one of these. And it's so weird that we care about this one. Why don't we care about all these other ones? Well, Jesus did something different, didn't he? And the primary difference between Jesus and all these others was Good Friday, was the fact that Jesus didn't run off to a castle and try to defend himself to be overwhelmed by Roman soldiers. But that's the human reaction, isn't it? And you can imagine Jesus Christ and all of his followers were real human beings with real human concerns. They didn't know how the story was going to end. They were worried. They were concerned. They were rebels, and they found that they were slated for execution. They were kind of on the run. They were in hiding. They knew people were after them. I can only imagine they were saying, Jesus, let's grab some swords. Let's go. They're going to come for you. We have to defend you. And not only did Jesus say no, he turned himself in. And then you can imagine, you know, the Last Supper and the feeling that Judas must have felt sitting there pretending to be friends, knowing he'd singled this guy out for execution. You know, he's going to snitch on him. And then to see Jesus turn to him and go, yeah, I know. I know you're going to do that. And not only am I not running away, I'm delivering myself to you. And so it's like all these people, they see these historical accounts. They go, Jesus was just another one of these guys. Nothing special about him. When the reality is the presence of all those guys reveals how truly special this fellow Jesus really was. And it's worth remembering on this Good Friday as we look at this this wonderful background that we have of what America used to be like in 1956, where we actually thought and cared about these things. We'll be back with your Daily Dispatch.
Wow. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here it is, your daily dispatch for Good Friday, April 2nd. 2021, the Derek Chauvin trial continues. We entered day five. Yesterday, there were some interesting revelations. Derek Chauvin trial, George Floyd became addicted to opioids after chronic back pain, says girlfriend. Courtney Ross, 45, says Floyd became addicted after taking prescription drugs and returned to illicit opioids 2 weeks before his death, despite having suffered an overdose from similar pills that required hospital treatment 2 months earlier. After telling the court how devastated Floyd was by the death of his mother in 2018, Ross said that his pet name for her was Mama. As Floyd lay dying on May 25th, struggling to breathe, he called out for Mama. Most people say he's calling for his mother. That may not be the case. Ross confirmed to Eric Nelson for the defense that Floyd had bought drugs illicitly about a week before he died that resembled those he overdosed from in March, requiring 5 days treatment in hospital. And, of course, the person he was arrested with in the car was his drug dealer. Now, the supervisor of Derek Chauvin has come on. He said, when Mr. Floyd was no longer offering up any resistance to the officers, they could have ended the restraint. This is being spread across mainstream news as saying that the supervisor claimed that he was incorrectly using use of force. Of course, this would contribute to their claims that he was killed because of this. I take a little bit of issue with that, because obviously if you have a very strong, very tall dude out of his mind on drugs, just because you get him restrained and he stops fighting for a second doesn't mean you just let him up and then it's going to be fine. It's a dangerous individual wiling out with the cops, and that's all I'll say about that. Well, let's go back in time to the preceding excitement before George Floyd. Remember, George Floyd was the event that really kicked off the completely unnecessary and wrong-headed riots that cost $2 billion in damage, burned entire city blocks, went on for an entire year. But before that flame got roaring, they had to prime the pump. They had to ignite that the starter pilot light. And that was Ahmaud Arbery. And this video of Arbery's death was released all of a sudden, very mysteriously, a few months before George Floyd. And that sort of got the ball rolling, where it really hit its stride with George Floyd. Well, new evidence has just now been introduced in the Ahmaud Arbery case that shows he had a history of pretending he was jogging while breaking into places and stealing from stores. He was literally known as the jogger to some locals. And this thread on Twitter has example after example. August 21st, a woman witnessed him pretending to jog while he was sneaking into backyards and looking through car windows. Happened again on October 23rd. In 2019, witnesses say they saw this as well. Removing screens from windows, pretending to jog. But I got to say, this account here of an event, there's a series of events in 2019, 2020, honestly hilarious. I mean, if this is a gag, Ahmaud Arbery was a funny guy. In 2019 and 2020, local convenience store witness interviews reveal Mr. Arbery became known as the jogger for his repeated conduct and behavior of running up, stretching in front, and then entering several convenience stores where he would grab items and run out before he could be caught. I mean, that's funny. That is hilarious. I want to see a skit of a guy going up, getting in front of the convenience store, giving a big stretch, lean over, touch your toes, really get ready, and then just grab something and run away. That's good. That's a good bit. That's a good bit. I have to admit, that is funny. That is funny. Moving on, shall we? U.S. is now working with the International Monetary Fund to provide $650 billion in currency aid to countries hit by pandemic. You know, like us, like how we were hit by the pandemic, like how we were locked down, like how our economy was destroyed by the pandemic. Now we're giving, again, even more money, more than $500 billion more to other countries that were also hit by the pandemic. So thank you, IMF. Thank you, United States government. Thank you for robbing us and giving our money away to other people. We so appreciate it. What would we do without you? Where would we be? It's almost impossible to tell. Now, this is a theme that we're seeing move forward. And again, this is part and parcel with the Great Reset. This is all a part of the Build Back Better capitalism at the center of it all concept that's being pushed forward by everybody from Bill Gates to Klaus Schwab to the royal family to the Pope to the Rothschilds, Mark Benioff, and others. That is that you have massive multi-billion-dollar multinational corporations dictating what you can and can't have on your law books, with the Coca-Cola CEO Quincy saying it's unacceptable. Georgia voting laws need to be remedied. And, of course, they're one of the largest companies in Georgia, perhaps the largest, one of the largest companies in the entire world. And if this corporate, mega conglomerate Coca-Cola decides that they don't like what the people of Georgia voted for, well, their opinion's more important, and they'll bankrupt you if you disagree. Same with Home Depot, same with Major League Baseball. And Biden's come out and said, no, I think it's good. I think Major League Baseball should move the All-Star game out of Georgia for daring to question our dictates. How dare they try to make their voting system safer? We will bankrupt them. We will take billions of dollars away from their economy. We will make people lose jobs. We will use every ounce of our ill-gotten force to cajole the Georgians to bend their knees. This is literally what's happening. And of course, this goes right in line with everything that we've seen so far. Now it's happening in Texas. Corporate giants come out against Republicans' efforts to restrict voting in Texas. Don't you just love how honest these people are? And it's like we have to go back every time and remind you mail-in voting was an emergency, temporary, haphazardly enacted procedure because of the dire circumstances surrounding the coronavirus. We have to save lives, and it'll be perfectly safe, and it's fine, but we just have to do it. Now it's like if you try to remove this, you are a racist, and you're trying to restrict voting, and we will bankrupt you because we control the money. We are the corporations. American Airlines and Dell Technology on Thursday publicly declared their opposition to Republican legislative proposals that would impose new restrictions on voting. You know what would make it easy? Let's just give the government to the corporations. Let's just have our betters, the billionaires and the millionaires and the trillionaires, they'll just decide for us, and we can just do away with this whole dog and pony show of actually trying to vote on what our laws are. Those days are over. That's the old America. That's the way it was. Now it's time for the Great Reset, where you're a slave. You get no say in what your government does, local, national, statewide, or otherwise. It's up to the corporations. And if you disagree with them, you deserve to be bankrupted. You deserve to lose your job. You deserve to have the power of these billion-dollar companies turned against you to destroy you, because this is freedom, according to these absolute scumbags. Now, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has hit back at American Airlines, saying, as Lieutenant Governor of Texas, I'm stunned that American Airlines would put out a statement saying, quote, we are strongly opposed to this bill, Senate Bill 7, just minutes after their government relations representative called my office and admitted that neither he nor American Airlines CEO had actually read the legislation. I don't need to read the legislation. It's racist. I was told it was racist. Therefore, we oppose it. Therefore, you cannot get rid of the mail-in ballot temporary procedure that was put in place because of coronavirus. It's here forever. And if you oppose us, we will bankrupt you. What do you not understand about this? Kevin McCarthy has come out with a great little statement about the so-called infrastructure plan. You know, just like the COVID relief bill that we had to pass didn't actually give that money, much money to COVID relief. And a lot of it went to, you know, saving San Francisco from their horrible policies. Most of the money that's coming to Austin goes directly towards dealing with the homeless crisis that was created by their problems or by their proposals. And he, Kevin McCarthy points out only 6% of the so-called infrastructure plan goes to bridges, highways, and roads, while 94% of it goes to payoffs for labor unions, job-killing regulations, and Green New Deal mandates. It's all a scam. It is 100% top to bottom. This entire government is a giant kick-sucking scam.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
How you get so much favor on your side? Accept them as your Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not divide.
Hey, back, folks. I'm a special bad. Good Friday edition of American Journal. I'm staying white-pilled. It's always darkest before the dawn. Just remember, as Christians, it may seem like we're down and out at the moment. There was one point where there were like 12 of us. And our leader just been killed. Holy crud. I mean, could you even imagine? How are you supposed to have hope after that? Fast forward a couple thousand years, and suddenly, you know, you've created civilization. You've conquered the world. You've created the most amazing, beautiful pieces of art humanity's ever manufactured. Created the most fair, open, and joyful societies that mankind has ever devised. And yet, for a brief period, can you imagine how hopeless it would have felt? Oh my gosh. Wow, can you possibly imagine how down and out that little group of fellows was after seeing their leader crucified? Don't lose the faith, folks. Always darkest before the dawn, and that is the theme of the program. Because obviously, pretty dark. We're in a pretty dark situation here. And I'm going to play a video for you that illustrates exactly how dark it is. This video is truly incredible, and we're going to dissect this video. We're going to slice it apart, inspect its innards. We're going to really delve in and analyze the psychology or psychopathy. I don't know. The insanity that we see on display here, as well as the bravery and the cool-headedness. So you may have seen this video going around. I'm going to play the whole thing here. Watch this guy who is a total champion, by the way. This guy is going around with a bullhorn out of his car window. People call in all the time. What can I do? I want to spread the word. This guy's doing it, man. He didn't ask permission. He didn't make a big plan. He drove around his car with a bullhorn just telling people what the real situation was. And look at the outrage that he inspires. Look at the fury and insane rage that is on display by people just being told simply, you're being lied to. Let's roll the tape.
Isolate yourselves. Wear your masks. Social distance. Just trust the narrative. You've never been lied to about anything. The government loves you. Trust the media. You're all doing a great job. Keep wearing those masks, guys. Keep wearing those masks. You two are a little bit too close together. Sorry, can you guys social distance? You in the orange? Come on, you're right next to all these people over here. Come on, think of your grandparents. This is crazy. But other than that, you're all doing a great job trusting the narrative. Do what the news tells you. Do what the government tells you. You're all doing a great job. Congratulations. We love you. Congratulations for following the narrative and trusting the news and not questioning anything. You're all doing a great job complying with the narrative. There is definitely not a psychological operation happening when you're convinced of a reality that's based on fear that has nothing to do with what's actually happening.
F*** you! You shut the f*** up!
You shut the f*** up!
Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm going to kick you in the fucking head. We're trying to wake people up because you've been psyoped. We love you people, but you've been psychologically, you've literally been psyoped.
Wow.
Okay, are you happy now?
Yeah.
Are you happy now? We're trying to wake you people up over here. You've been psyoped, brother. You've been psyoped. That's what a psychological operation is. Yeah, you want to know the truth? You want to know the truth? The same number of people died this year and last year and last year. You've been psychologically manipulated, my friend. We still love you, but you need to wake the f*** up.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You know this
incredible.
Has all been filmed, right?
We've been f***ing
you. You realize you just committed a serious crime.
He doesn't care.
I'm going to get a photo of him.
By the way, the guy not wearing a mask, right? He's so mad that he's being told not to wear a mask, but he's also not wearing a mask. A little bit of irony there. Couple things about this. First of all, what this dude with the bullhorn is doing, absolutely fantastic. I want to know who this guy is. I want to bring him on the show. I want to send him a new gold-plated bullhorn so he can continue this incredible work. I love it, going around telling people, good job. You're separating. You're believing the narrative. I mean, absolutely fantastic, his attitude. And then when he gets attacked, he's so calm about it. I got to tell you, man, if somebody came up and you know, slammed a bullhorn into my face that I'm carrying, I would not react so calmly. I would be out of that car in a millisecond. I would, I won't say what I'll do, but one of us would have less teeth at the end of the day. And so kudos to him for remaining calm. I'm not sure I could do that, but it's the right thing to do. It's, you know, you stay calm, you let them be the insane ones. And how insane is that guy? Shattering a window, attacking a guy, absolute frothing at the mouth fury. And why? Because he is being told that he's being lied to. That's it. That's all. Remember that scene in The Matrix where they're like, people believe in the Matrix so strongly they'll attack you if you reveal to them that it's fake? This is literally what we're seeing here. It's literally a guy going, you're in the Matrix, what you believe is a lie, and this is the fury that he's met with, the anger, the hatred, the incoherent madness of just being told you're being lied to. Just being told, hey, you know, the media lies to you and the government lies to you. Undeniably true. It's absolute, but this is the Matrix. This is the world that we're living. This is the power of the narrative that these slaves will rabidly attack people trying to cut their chains. These puppets will lash out in fury and incoherent rage against anybody who's trying to cut their marionette strings and tell them to think for themselves. This is how they've been programmed. This is the consequence of the atmosphere created by the mainstream media, and it's absolutely despicable that this guy not only would attack somebody for just announcing something, and not even the guy's not even going around, he's not cursing, he's not yelling profanity, nothing he's saying is racist or hateful or would be anything that would actually inspire like vitriolic reaction. He's literally just saying, like, in a mocking tone, yeah, you're doing a great job. You're all obeying the dictates. Keep being slaves. And it's just this frenetic chaos going on in this guy's head with the bike. And he just can't handle it, and he has to lash out. Now, clearly assault, right? Clearly, you did physical damage, shattering a car window. Clearly he's trying to hurt this guy. I don't know what sort of charges that would reach. You'd have to ask a prosecutor. But, you know, if that guy's found and actually charged for this, picking up your bike and smashing it into a car and trying to hurt somebody, like, he could be in jail for years. That doesn't enter into his mind, does it? Because it's a madness, because it isn't logic. It isn't clear thinking. It isn't rational. It is a rationale blinding, a logic blinding fury that comes over people for simply being told you're being lied to, for simply being told you are not thinking for yourself, you are obeying people who don't like you, you are obeying people who don't have your best interests in mind, and this is the angry, the frenetic, the fury. And I bet a lot of people on the street were congratulating this. Good job. You told that guy who was trying to free us. We love being slaves.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you. The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Incredible insanity on display by the liberals day in, day out. The chaos, the violence, the madness, the forcible insanity that we're facing. Truly incredible. Feels good to be some of the only ones fighting back against it. You can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The vitamin mineral fusion product is perhaps one of our most popular and is now on sale, 40% off. It's back, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss it. This is probably the one we get the most calls about. People call in. They say, I start my day every day with a scoop of that delicious vitamin mineral fusion in my water filtered through the Alexa Pure Pro. And they say, I've never felt better after drinking this. Try it for yourself. It's 40% off right now. 50% off lung cleanse. $17.76 for every shirt. I'm wearing a Molon Labe shirt under my suit right now, as I do almost every day. Because slowly but surely, having worked here, one by one, my old t-shirts have been replaced by InfoWars t-shirts because they're just more stylish, more comfortable, more well-made. And they say something to the people who I meet in everyday life. And I swear I get more compliments and more like what's up, more like friendly interactions because of the InfoWars t-shirts that I wear than I get negative stuff. Like I don't think I've ever gotten like a negative look for wearing an InfoWars shirt. I can't think of a time where I've been like, where someone's like seen my shirt and like said something to me negative. I get a lot of people saying positive stuff to me. People you'd never expect, especially ones like I wear the there's poison in your tap water shirt with the skull on the floor. And it's like, you know, there's a burger place I'd go, a burger truck. I used to go all the time. And I was kind of friendly with the guy. You know, we knew each other because I was a regular, and but we never really talked or anything. So I wore that shirt, and he's like, man, that's so true. There's poison in our tap water. And we get into a big conversation about it. He's an immigrant from Philippines, I believe. But, yeah, wear these shirts around. You'll meet fellow info warriors where you never expected. You'll get in conversations. And it's really wonderful. So take advantage of that as well, $17.76 for every shirt, because they are of the highest quality, I assure you. Every single one is really fantastic. And you'll meet great people by wearing them. I guarantee it. All right, I have so many videos to show you, and more videos pouring in by the minute. In fact, I kind of want to go to that one first, but I got to play this one, because this one that I'm about to play blew my mind, and it's short. So I really thought about doing, like today on this show, starting every segment with this 38-second clip, because it perfectly illustrates everything you need to know about the motive and the mindset and the true impetus behind the vaccine passports, the lockdown, the coronavirus measures. All of it is laid out perfectly clear right here on CNN.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
How incredible is that? Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. Incredible, isn't it? It really illustrates perfectly clearly how these people think about you. You're not a human being that gets to decide what you want to do. You're not a thinking, rational, independent person with an ability to weigh pros and cons. You are a slave. You're an animal. You're a dog. You're a whore. You're a draft horse that they have to trick into going into the stable with the carrot. This is how they think about you. This is being posted around a lot saying, you know, they said the quiet part out loud. It's not very quiet, though, is it? Because they've been saying this for a while. But there you have it, laid out perfectly clearly what the real intention, what the scheme is behind the vaccine rollout. You don't have to do this for things that are actually good. If it's actually something that people want, that people need, they'll get it. And she says, what's going to be the carrot for getting the vaccine? What's going to be the reward? How are you going to, you know, trick the dog into taking his medicine? You have to wrap in a little piece of bacon. Because we know what's good for the animals. We know what's good for the cattle. They don't. They're dumb. They're stupid. They're mindless. They have to be psychologically tricked into doing what we want because they won't obey us otherwise. It's a sickening mindset. And she might be the one expressing it, but it is exactly the same opinion held by people in power, from Dr. Fauci to Bill Gates to Andrew Cuomo to, well, Joe Biden doesn't know what day of the week it is, so who knows what he thinks. But how incredible. I want to play that video again, just so again you can hear exactly what her plan is, what she thinks. Because again, Dr. Lena Nguyen, public health professor for George Washington University, one of the most prestigious Ivy League institutions in our country. Here's what she says about withholding your freedoms until you obey.
clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status.
All right, let's pause that. Let's pause that right there. So after some of the most extreme lockdowns, you have some of these states. I have the story here. I should have pulled it out before this. I think it was Michigan. Highest rates of coronavirus across the board. Texas, meanwhile, reopens and has complete collapse of coronavirus. Some of the lowest rates we've ever had and dropping fast. After brutal lockdown, Michigan now leads the nation in COVID-19 cases per population. So the evidence is out now. It's been a year. The masks, according to the CDC, at the very most, decrease transmission by 1.5%. Okay? Minuscule, almost negligible, would have been far, far more effective to mandate vitamin D supplementation, to mandate exercise, would have actually maybe decreased cases by potentially 60, 80%. 1.5% from the mask mandates. The lockdowns we've seen not only were ineffective, they were counter-effective. They were the reverse of what they were supposed to do. Sweden has the lowest spike in Europe, didn't have a lockdown. Florida, same numbers more or less as California. California's economy is wrecked. Florida's is flourishing. New York has some of the highest rates. Michigan, most brutal lockdown in the nation, highest rates in the nation. So these lockdowns weren't based on science. The social distancing, they've admitted now, yeah, we made it up. They changed it to 3 feet because why not? When asked, well, what was the 6 feet based on? They said, nothing. What do you mean? Nothing. We made it up. We made it up. It's nonsense. It doesn't matter. But you believed it. You trusted them. You thought they actually had your best interest in mind. You thought this was all actually because of a dangerous disease and these were necessary procedures that we had to undertake, like mail-in balloting. We had to. We had no choice. It's to save lives. And now it's here forever, and it'll never leave. And you're racist if you disagree. It's the same scheme over and over. This woman just exposes it, probably accidentally. I mean, she doesn't realize how she sounds, because this is what they say normally. This is what they say to each other. This is what their mindset is. They think it's okay to think this. They think they're on top. They're in charge. They're the only smart ones. And she says the window of opportunity is closing. Our window of opportunity is closing because these places are opening up and we're missing a chance to tie the vaccines in with giving you back your freedoms. If this isn't worth revolution, I don't know what is.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Armstrong. You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Share these links. Would you please? Would you please share these links? Take the videos down. Upload them on your own sites. Do whatever it takes to spread the word that there is an alternative out there to the mainstream. There is somewhere people can go to not be lied to not be pulled around by the nose, to not be treated like a mindless animal and tricked or bribed or threatened into doing the right thing. There's actually an outlet out here that believes you have the conscious ability to make your own decisions, that you not only have the ability to do it, you have an obligation to do the research, to find out the truth, and to act on it. Is there any other outlet that actually treats you like a human being? I don't know. They treat you like cattle. Hey, if that's what you want to be treated like, fair riddance to you. So many more videos to show you. I got to keep going to these because they're so good. But I do want to read this very quickly because it is so important. It's a statement by Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt's husband released his first statement in 3 months after her death. He says, "We can't begin to express our sincere gratitude for the outpouring of support and generosity that's been received both from here in America and honestly from around the world. It's been a difficult 3 months without our Ashley. She's missed every minute of every hour of every day. The void is tremendous and overwhelming at times, but the love that's been shown us that her name will not be forgotten. Her husband that's been shown shows us that her name will not be forgotten. We cannot and will not let her name be forgotten. It will be etched in the history books of our future, honoring the life of an amazing woman taken from this world far too soon. This world is far from a better place without her. She had so much to offer and give. Thank you to all of you amazingly loving people. Your comments and donations have been a beautiful symphony to drown out the other noise and have helped in ways we cannot express. The world doesn't know who she was to us, but that's what we cling to. Regardless of the bad reporting, the slanderous rhetoric, we know who our girl was. We know our Ashley. Our Ashley wanted nothing but to help people at their worst and to make the world a better place for everybody. A combat veteran, a true American, a true patriot, murdered and taken from the world far too soon. A simple thank you doesn't begin to describe our attitude, and it'll have to suffice for the moment as we begin our long trek of bringing justice for our beautiful, magnanimous, larger-than-life Ashley. Much peace and love, Aaron Babbitt. Heartbreaking, isn't it? Tragic. It's good to know that, you know, they're receiving that love, that people actually understand what's going on and what happened to that young woman was a, I won't say a tragedy. It was a crime. It was a murder. It was despicable. A tragedy is something you can't control. A tragedy is something that happens outside of the realm of human action, as far as I'm concerned. Hurricane that kills your family, that can be a tragedy. A fire can be a tragedy. This wasn't a tragedy. This was an outrage. It was a murder. It was violence without reason, without purpose, that killed, as far as I can tell, a beautiful, patriotic, hardworking woman. Her death is bad enough. But, and he only, you know, he's a positive guy, so he doesn't stick too long to it. But just this line: regardless of the bad reporting, the slanderous rhetoric, we know who our girl was. That's all he says about it. Bad reporting and slanderous rhetoric. They killed her. Then they slandered her. Then they called her a terrorist. Then they said she was an insane QAnon cult member that probably deserved to die. And that mindset seeped into the American people. They agree with that. Well, didn't she believe in QAnon? Didn't she deserve to be shot in the chest? Unarmed? Innocent? So, you know, the murder is one thing. And it's bad enough, and that should cause national outrage. Instead of national outrage, what you get is national adherence to the narrative saying that actually she deserved it. I can't imagine how some of these people survive under this abuse, how Aaron Babbitt hasn't gone absolutely insane. Shows a tremendous amount of strength. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. I hate to move on to something that we can actually sink our teeth into here. We'll do this now. Let's go to this. This is clip number 11. This is Lady Gaga and other celebrities endorsing a new tax for you. They have a new tax for you made up out of nowhere and it'll be everywhere now. And it's incredible the way this is rolled out. So let's listen to the brain dead Satanist from Hollywood tell us what a good deal this new tax is. Clip number 11.
If you want to get back to your favorite places and feel confident they have put your health and safety first,
look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
Look for the Well Health Safety Seal.
I'm Dr. Richard Carmona, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States of America. This is the Well Health Safety Seal from the International Well Building Institute, the global authority on healthy buildings.
The Well Health Safety Rating was informed by years of research and input from hundreds of leading virologists,
research
and health experts, epidemiologists, and building professionals around the world.
It took years to come up with this ugly sticker.
Offices, banks, child care centers, all the places we go.
The Well Health Safety Seal means that we'll feel better going into restaurants,
theaters, stores, hotels,
stadiums, to all the places that we love.
Everything may look the same, but the Well Health Safety Seal means that your health and safety are top of mind when it comes to
cleaning and sanitizing procedures,
air and water quality management,
emergency preparedness programs,
and health services.
So look for the Well Health Safety Seal outside
and feel more confident going inside. Learn more about the Well Health Safety Rating at wellhealthsafety.com.
It's honestly hard to believe that that isn't a parody. It's honestly hard to believe that this isn't a parody of the modern Hollywood drivel social activist scams that we're seeing. Because think about this. And it's almost the perfect anatomy of this scam, of everything else that we're seeing. There's almost not a word to describe it other than scam or other than performative bullcrap, right? Okay, so these people are literally Satanists, right? Like Lady Gaga, holds these like mock human sacrifices where they pretend to eat dead people. Just most wicked, evil, fallen, decrepit people in the history of the world. They don't tell you one thing about what it actually is. If this was a legitimate thing, it would be about like, well, here's what it means to be helped. No, it's just like, if you see the sticker, it's safe. The sticker means safeness. And they don't even say that like it does mean safer. It's like, when you see the sticker, you'll feel better. You'll feel better when you see the sticker. The sticker means good. It's just like, what? But what is it? What does it mean? What the hell are you talking about? The building safety? I'm in charge of the building safety. Building health. I'm in charge of building health for the UN. I make sure buildings are healthy. It's just like, what is this? What does this mean? It is literally just a sticker that says that they have paid money to a corporation that gives them stickers. That's literally all it is because, believe it or not, they are actually charging money for this. Small businesses have to pay a little less than $3,000, all the way up to high-volume multi-use companies that have to pay almost $13,000 to get this little sticker. What does it mean? It means it's a scam. It means that they get Hollywood celebrities, right? Humans are trusting people, right? And when we see somebody we recognize, we tend to want to trust them, especially if we like them. We like them if they've been portrayed in the media as good. Not me. I hate these people. I think they're all worthless scumbags. But I'm talking about for the regular person out there. They see J-Lo. They see Lady Gaga. They think they can trust these people. They don't know any better. So you get these people to come out and you put the soft music behind it. You do the nice lighting. It's very professional. All the money that's behind this program to make this video clearly adds credence to it. So you spend a couple $1,000s to get a couple of scumbag celebrities to say, when you see the sticker, you'll feel good. A sticker in the window means you can feel safe knowing that the sticker's in the window. And then they charge companies tens of thousands of dollars to put it on their window. And then other companies are like, crap, we're losing out on business. We better do it. It's a money-making scheme. It means nothing. Don't fall for it.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com. is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The mainstream media has been talking about a surge at the border, but the real story is a massive illegal immigration pipeline run by the Biden administration. We witnessed it running nonstop in McAllen, Texas. First, Border Patrol delivers busloads of illegal immigrants to a secured tent processing center on the corner of U.S. Business 83 and West 15th Street. We are told by sources well over 1,000 each night in this area alone, and what we witnessed during the day certainly substantiates this number. We were told by a driver of their operation that they are being tested for COVID-19 at this processing center. They all leave with manila envelopes in hand. Those that do test positive for COVID are driven to one of the several hotels who have contracted with the federal government to act as COVID quarantine shelters, where they will quarantine for 7 days before being released into the U.S. And the rest are either bused or walked down the street to the Humanitarian Respite Center, operated by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, where they are brought in through the front door with their manila envelopes inspected. They are housed, given bags of clothing, and are then sent off through the back door to various U.S. cities via bus and airplane. It's a nonstop flowing pipeline. Those that take the bus are led across the street to the bus station, and the rest are given rides to the airport, where they present Border Patrol and TSA with the paperwork inside their manila envelopes and set off to various U.S. cities, where they are either meeting up with some other government agency, NGO, or perhaps even Mexican cartels operating within the U.S. It is the biggest illegal immigration smuggling operation in U.S. history, and it is being run by the federal government on behalf of the United Nations to destroy all American liberties and put us under the boot for 1,000 years. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, you can find that video and share it, won't you please, at band.video and InfoWars.com. That is, it's called Exclusive Video, Biden's Massive Illegal Immigrant Pipeline Exposed by Greg Reese, and that's the type of on-the-ground reporting you get here at InfoWars by going to InfoWars Store. Now, I'm very excited to have an in-studio guest. His name is Jason Jones. He's a proud father of seven and a grandfather of two who currently live. You're a grandfather? I would have never believed it. My goodness. You look young. Maybe it's because you live in Hawaii.
I started young.
Well, that's great. That's everybody should. So president and founder of Hero Incorporated and Movie to Movement, film producer, author, activist, and human rights worker. Your mission, I read here, is to promote the incomparable dignity and beauty of the human person through the power of film. And you also host the Jason Jones podcast. The websites are movie2movement.com and thegreatcampaign.com. And, of course, the Jason Jones Show podcast. Welcome to the show, sir.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm very happy to have you here because not a lot of people know this. I did film for a long time before I got my job here at InfoWars. I did short films and music videos and all that sort of stuff, and I think it is the most powerful art form in the entire world. It combines like every discipline from every other art form into one, from audio to video, and it really is the most powerful way to tell a story or to, you were saying before the break, to create empathy. So I want to talk about filmmaking with you.
Yeah, no, I'd love to talk about movies.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what is it about film that is so special?
Well, first of all, you know, Roger Ebert called the motion picture an empathy generating machine.
Right.
I started out with my mission as in college. I decided I wanted to live my life between the vulnerable and the violent.
Mm.
You know, we were coming out of a century of genocides, democides, and total wars.
Right.
And I had lost my first child to a forced abortion when I was a 17-year-old private in basic training. My high school girlfriend, her father forced her to have an abortion. And that sort of woke me up to the fragility of human life. And then as a young infantryman. And so I wanted to amplify my influence. I wanted to amplify the message and share the truth about the human person through stories.
Right.
And the movie is the best way, I think, to tell a story. And
the globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal. Jason Jones is my guest. MovieToMovement.com, TheGreatCampaign.org, and the Jason Jones Show podcast, which can be found on Apple Podcasts. And again, I'm very excited to speak to you as a filmmaker. Of course, your films cover topics that we could do an hour on, each one of these films, right? But to me, I really love the art of film, and I think, you can present people with information and it can just go in one ear and out the other. When you show somebody a story that presents information, it hits them so much deeper and it can really resonate and affect people. So I think, as many documentaries are being made out there, what we really need is info warriors or, people with good values making narratives that don't beat you over the head with some sort of moral, but they just tell a story that takes people into, the mindset that they may not have otherwise and shows them a different angle on something. I mean, that's real truth, right?
Yeah, it builds empathy. You think of today, it's Good Friday.
Right.
Think of the Passion of the Christ. I say sometimes, and Mel Gibson probably wouldn't appreciate this, because he's a Christian who makes films. He's not a Christian filmmaker. To me, Christian film is you're making a movie to serve a niche market.
Right.
And I ask people, is the Passion of the Christ a Christian film? And people think, maybe no. Yeah,
right.
Because it transcends. Mm. It transcends the faith-based market. So you don't think of it as that. But it tells the truth. It tells the truth about God. It tells the truth about the human person. It makes violence repulsive.
Mm.
And when I say that, I think Mel Gibson is really one of maybe only three, truly Christian filmmakers. And what I mean by that is he tells the truth about violence.
Mm.
And that's what Good Friday tells us, the truth about. You think of the crucifixion. How many times have we read that? But it wasn't until you saw the film that you understood the brutality,
right,
and the violence. And people said it was such a violent movie. Really, I think only you saw three people die.
Right.
And you can turn on any other film and you see 100
far
people
more
die.
Violent. Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
actually thrilling. It's exhilarating. It's not repulsive. All of Mel Gibson's films, if you think of his first film, set in Australia about World War I, I forget the name of it right now, but Braveheart,
right.
Apocalypto, Hacksaw Ridge.
Mm.
They all make violence repulsive. I made a film with his producer, Steve McAvity, who is the producer of The Passion. We made a film called The Stoning of Soraya M.
Mm.
Again, and it won the NAACP Image Award for Best Film. It was kind of snubbed by the Academy, but it was the true story of a woman who was framed for adultery and stoned in Iran. Makes violence repulsive. And so that's what, even when I make a film that has a lot of violence in it, like The Stoning of Soraya M, it reveals the truth.
Right.
The truth is, the fragility of human life, how enthusiasm sweep communities and inspire people to horrible acts of cruelty and violence, and inspires us to want to live in solidarity with those who are vulnerable. And so that's what I look to do with film.
So it's like here we're describing like the beautiful, amazing things that can be done with film. And then you look at what's being done with film or mass media or music or the Grammys, whatever these nationwide pop culture events or displays, whatever you want to call it, it's the complete opposite of that, right? But the people in Hollywood, they're perfectly aware of how powerful this medium is And so they use it for the alternative, which is to like tear down, not to build up, to build empathy for evil people. I mean, there's been this big trend recently where like every bad character is getting their own movie, right? You have all of the yeah. evil villains from the old Disney movie from, you know, now they're making the, you know, Cruella De Vil. Her name is Cruel Devil, right? And now they're making a movie where she's the protagonist because you want to have empathy for her. So, I mean, I think we're missing out here because I think our enemies are using all of these incredibly powerful tools to put forward their perspective. While meanwhile, there's a very, you know, with the exception of you and a few others, there is a major lack of like decent people using these mediums to promote good.
Yeah. And you know, you think of the folks in Hollywood, I see them as the first victims.
Mm.
They're poisoned by the poison they're serving.
Right.
You know, you
right.
look at their lives and how tragic they are and how they end and they spiral, you know, they keep spiraling out of control. This young man, Lil Nas X,
right.
My heart breaks for him. You know, the Bible verse they put on those shoes, it's from Luke. Right. I see Satan fall like lightning. And Christian anthropologists have said that that's really informative, that Bible verse, on how we as human beings learn. Scripture revealed the truth. We learn by imitation.
Mm.
They have on the shoe the Bible verse that tells the truth about how humans learn. We learn through imitation. We're imitative. And so we look to Lil Nas X. We see this music video of his. So many times I think that they're play acting with this repulsive behavior, but we better be careful what we pretend to be, we become.
Right.
And so many people in the entertainment industry, they get swept away, they begin to fake it, and then they become it, and they're the first victims. They're the first victims of the poison they're selling. But then our children are also victimized by this poison, and so are we.
Right.
Like, you know, even we have to be very diligent in protecting our moral imagination.
Yeah, well, and they always take what's good about humans and turn it against us. And you know, I'd say, you know, one of these things is like wanting to be loved, wanting to be popular, not wanting to, you know, cause trouble. So people tend to go along with it, or they see something that's portrayed as popular. And so, you know, it's just that sort of almost evolutionary drive to want to conform to whatever that is. And so, of course, children have that to an even greater degree. And when they see Lil Nas X is being celebrated or Cardi B is being celebrated for doing these horrible things, it's that impulse to like, I want to be a part of the herd. I want, and not, I don't know if being, want to be part of the herd is a good thing, but it's an empathy that they take advantage of. But is it that they're the victims of it, or is it that they, is that misery loves company? Right.
Well, both. Right. I mean, the crowd is all powerful.
Right.
The only thing more powerful, it's Good Friday. So, you know, the only thing more powerful than the spirit of the crowd is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Think of Peter.
Right.
You know, he denied Christ. He was in a crowd, and, you know, the woman's like, you're with the Galilean. You have that accent. No, no, no. He denies Christ three times. He's in a crowd.
Right.
Would he have denied Christ if he wasn't in a crowd? You know, so the spirit of the crowd can sweep all of us away. We have to be very careful with that. And I think a lot of young people in the entertainment industry, they're very insecure, and they're on stage with the world to see. And but you know, I pray that for grace upon this kid, Lil Nas X. He's a young man. I have two kids older than that young man, and my heart breaks for him.
He could do great things. He could influence people in a very positive direction.
Look at Alice Cooper.
Power, yeah.
Alice Cooper loves Jesus Christ
right.
now. He's out there. Look at Kanye. And
right.
I pray, what's his name? Madero. What's his real name? Lil Nas X.
I'm not sure, yeah.
But, you know, but we have to be diligent in protecting our children's moral imagination. And you know, today is Good Friday. And you think of the great artwork of our Christian, of our Western civilization. To me, my favorite work of art is the Pietà. And it's where Jesus is draped across the lap of his mother, Mary.
Right.
And why that to me says something. And what that work of art says, it's really one of the pillars of beauty in Western civilization. And it tells so much truth that God became man, that God suffered and died for us, and then even descends to hell.
Right.
For those righteous souls prior to his incarnation. But that Mary is with her son till the end, that although she's a creature, she has the all powerful, second person of the Trinity draped across her lap. that work of art conveys a truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, if you've, unfortunately, I have seen this Lil Nas X video.
Right.
If you've seen those disgusting images, that conveys something else. And so what we have to be careful what we look at. And so I, as a filmmaker, we always say we don't want any hair in the soup.
Mm.
We, you know, we want to make sure that when people watch our films, they want to love more, judge less.
Right.
They see the human person. It points to the truth about who the human person really is and inspires people not to stand with the crowd when they're swept away, but to stand alone with the vulnerable.
Mm.
And think if today again on Good Friday, on Palm Sunday, the crowd was out there cheering for Christ. But when he's on the cross, he could just look down and see his mother and two friends.
How things change in a single week. It really is incredible.
Yeah.
I want to get more into, I want to inspire, because I know there's people out there listening right now, young people that want to get into film, and they don't know how to do it, and they especially don't know how to do it, since if you try to go the more traditional route, what you run into is people who don't believe the same things that you do and will either put roadblocks in your way or make it that much more difficult. So I'd love to be able to give them some advice.
Cool. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We tried to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We continue our conversation with Jason Jones, and you guys are missing out during the commercial break. I think we're having a pretty good conversation off air, too. We'll try to recreate some of that. The Jason Jones podcast, movietomovement.com, thegreatcampaign.org, just in case anybody's tuning in right now and want to find Jason Jones and his work and everything. So I guess we ended that last segment talking about the young people out there that I'm sure are watching this, or they'll be shared this video later, who maybe want to go into to film. What, you know, I was pursuing film for a while. I was working on sets, and it was during the 2016 presidential election, and the hatred that I felt from them, I felt like I had to keep my opinion secret. I felt like I don't want to work with these people. I don't want to work in this. And so it's so sad because I know there's young people out there that want to make film, that have the capacity to make really great, impactful film. They're probably being turned away by the spirit and the attitude that is pervasive through this industry. But I don't want them to get turned off by that. I want them to power through and to you know, create an alternative system that's making good stuff, that has good spirit in it. And so, you know, you're somebody who's actually has success in this realm. What would you say to people, young people who want to get into film and are maybe a little bit hesitant because of, you know, they're like, I'll never succeed in Hollywood. I'm Christian. I'm whatever.
Well, you know, there's something I wish everyone, young person who's looking at getting in Hollywood, would watch, and it's Dave Chappelle's interview on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Right.
Have you seen that?
Absolutely.
It's just beautiful because what Dave says is, you know, his dad didn't want, he said, Dad, I want to be a comedian. His dad said, well, you'll never be a success, so I don't give my support. And he goes, well, Dad, how much do you make as a school teacher? And he said, you know, so I guess in the late 80s, he goes, I make $32,000 a year. He said, well, Dad, if I can make $32,000 a year standing on stage making people laugh, I'd be a success.
Mm.
His dad said, well, if that's your attitude, then you will be a success and go for it. And then, of course, we know Dave Chappelle was eventually a tremendous success. You might have to, if you're not willing to wait tables for 20 years,
right?
Don't do it. If you're not working to build movie sets, if you're not working, willing to do other jobs, if you're having dreams of fame or fortune, I just had this conversation as I was driving my 9-year-old daughter, who's really talented, to musical theater yesterday. And it was just then a famous producer called, and I said, tell my daughter, I said, don't pursue, you know, don't, you know, fame, fortune, that's not what you want to create.
Right.
You want to elevate people's life. You know, to me, comedies and entertainment, comedians are great humanitarians, right? Because all of us, they alleviate our state. But anyone can be a success. But you need to know, like Dave Chappelle knew, you have to know what is success.
Mm.
Success is to be a storyteller, to be a comedian, to be a writer, director. Yeah, you can do that. Guaranteed. No one can stop you. There's no barriers to entry. It's the wild, wild west.
Mm.
Does that mean you're not going to have to work 40 hours a week at a hardware store? You might. I mean, these are all things I've done.
Right.
And I'm willing to do again and will do again. I mean, I was 31 years old. And I was doing day labor with immigrants, you know, going in Honolulu. I was a bouncer at a bar. I was doing day labor, anything I could. And I was writing. And so you have to be willing to do that.
Right.
But so what? That's great. And by the way, you get to learn the human condition and struggle. So anyone can do it. I know I have ADD, dyslexia, was a teen parent, was last in my class in high school before I dropped out.
You'll never succeed.
If I can do something,
right?
It's like, hey, come on, guys. We can all do it.
Yeah.
I made it. I climbed up. You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Right.
But you have to be a team player.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be really strive to have humility.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think the muses only speak to you. I love going to these film festivals. And, you know, it's me with a baseball hat and a T-shirt and my wife and seven kids and team. And And then you see all of these young filmmakers, and I say their films aren't works of art,
right?
But they are,
right? They're peacocks walking around,
the way they dress, and they're very art. They're works of art in and of themselves, of course. And then my films will crush their films, and
right.
And they don't care about. I do actually, because when I make a film, I want to win film festivals because that helps with distribution. I make a film to be seen,
right? Yeah.
And so I want to do those things. I enter festivals to win.
Right.
And I want to win, like our first film, Bella, won the Toronto International Film Festival. We were all newbies.
Mm.
A young, my friend Alejandro Monteverdi, went to UT Austin.
Right.
Didn't speak a word of English. The young telenovela star, Eduardo Verástegui. Our film would have never had distribution, let alone triple our production budget and ticket sales, which we did if we didn't win Toronto.
Right.
So, anyone can be a success. You just have to be willing to work hard with discipline and dedication. And what's great about film is it's a team sport.
Right.
I've had the privilege of being on InfoWars, several times in studio now. Like, this is a team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is a team. This is like the New England Patriots, right?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, there's a lot of humility and kindness, and I see how people interact with each other. And you can see this is why this is a successful team.
Mm.
It's the same thing with film.
Right.
So I say making a film is like tightroping between two biplanes with 100 and 20 other people
right.
walking across with you, right?
Yeah, it is. And there's a pressure with film that's intrinsic. There's a pressure here. And I think the pressure from the outside helps us because it can be a high stress situation. There's news flying. We're trying to do stuff at the last minute. But nobody's at each other's throats, right? Maybe you'll have a flare up here or there. I said to get this. Okay, I'm getting it right now. And then it's over and it's like, cool, we won, guys. We're on the same team at the end of the day, right? Yeah.
There's lots at stake.
And you're working together. Yeah. And it really is like one of the most fun things. I started making movies in middle school. Way back. I mean, this feels like forever ago. Now everybody's got a high definition camera in there.
Come on.
I could never have imagined the quality that you can get out of these phones. I was filming on tape. I was printing out DVDs to sell around my middle school, for friends. And, it ended up that group of friends that I made movies with all through high school and everything, every single one of them is in film now. Every single one of them like made that their career. So it's something that when you start doing it, other people see you start doing it and they want to join in because it seems so fun and you're making something together and some guy who you never knew had a funny bone in his body makes a crack that's the most hilarious thing you ever said. We got to put that in the movie. And so you write that in. It's such a fun experience and such an impactful experience, and nothing in my life will ever, I think, compare to sitting in a theater and with 100, like having 100 people laugh at a joke that I wrote on screen. I mean, it really is an incredible experience, and you can change people's minds with film. You can really expand their world.
Yeah, my film Bella, our film Bella, over 1,000 women wrote us letters.
Right.
That they were scheduled to have an abortion, went to see our movie, and chose life. I once was speaking in Washington, D.C. This was a couple of years ago. I was emceeing the Students for Life of America annual convention. I had a young man with Down syndrome who was wanting to propose on stage to my personal assistant, and he had a movie that was out at the time. And I'm like, you can't propose to her. I'm trying to manage that. And then my assistant comes up and she's like, there's a young woman. She's 16 years old. She took the train, a bus to a train to a bus to come here because she needs to talk to you. And I'm like, I can't talk to her right now. I'm emceeing an event in front of 5,000 people. She goes, she's pregnant. And she's really insistent, and my assistant's like, it's really weird. So, and she said she has to leave in 10 minutes to catch the bus to the train back.
Oh my gosh.
So she came here just as I said, okay, I have to meet her. So I said, just bring her backstage. She said, hi, yes.
Right.
I'm ready to go back on stage. She said, I just want to let you know that a couple months ago in Spanish class, my teacher showed us your film Bella. I was supposed to have an abortion the next day. I just thought you might want to touch my belly.
Man. You're going to make me cry. That's crazy.
That's movies. How can I not keep making movies?
I got a hero next to me, a lifesaver over here. That is absolutely incredible. I promise I'm going to ask you about this hat next because I don't know what this is, and I'm going to find out, and I know our viewers do too. Save lives, make people laugh, make films, change the world. We'll be right back.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry.
I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly and bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. Jason Jones is my guest, filmmaker, author, a proud father of seven, and grandfather of two, believe it or not. I would never believe it. So young looking. Jason Jones Show podcast can be found at Apple Podcasts. The websites are movietomovement.com and thegreatcampaign.org. During the break here, our conversation very naturally moved from talking about films, you know, arguing against abortion and the incredible impact that they can have, to geopolitics in the Middle East. So you're
to how there are no ugly people in Lithuania or Lebanon.
Right.
Like all during the break. We got to all that.
Yeah. Very compact 3 minutes we had there. So your movies run the gamut across the board. You are working on documentaries. That's a new foray for you, right? Typically you do just strictly narrative work, but your narrative work has a heart that is it putting a message across consciously, or are you just telling a human story that happens to speak to, like, is it a conscious thing?
No, you have to, you choose the story, don't change the story.
Right.
You know, you choose the story that sort of exemplifies a truth.
Right.
But you don't change the story. If you see some of my films, like Crescendo, for the first, you know, it's a short film, only 15 minutes. For the first 9 minutes, people watching go, is this guy advocating abortion in this movie?
Right.
Well, no, but we don't change the story. It's a true story about a woman who gave birth to one of the most beloved human beings in the history of the human family.
Mm.
But yet that pregnancy, she had an abusive husband who was an adulterer, who'd give her STDs, who would beat her. She was suicidal and despondent. We're not going to not tell the story. And Bella, we reveal the truth about teen being. We talked before the show started about how single moms as a new father are the heroes.
Right. Because I can, we're, you know, it's my wife and I working together. We can barely handle it. You just put yourself, you go, what if my wife was doing this alone without family around her? It gave me a whole new respect for single mothers.
God. My wife and I will take naps.
Right.
I say my greatest claim to fame is my wife gets to nap every day.
Right.
You know, she homeschools. We have five children at home. She homeschools five children, and she needs a nap.
Right.
But we do. We you know, sometimes we'll be taking a nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll say we're just exhausted.
Uh-huh.
And my job can be writing on genocide, democide, and war as a columnist and as an activist.
Right.
Can be exhausting.
Absolutely.
And homeschooling five children is exhausting. And we'll lie in bed and take a nap, and we'll say, how do single moms do this?
Yeah, it really is.
How in the world? And it's maybe half the moms now.
Right.
And
brutal.
And so many times they don't have a husband that's helping. And I was a single dad, so, like, you know, both.
My oldest,
I had two children as a teenager myself. So I know how hard it can be. But we've digressed. Where are we going? Movies.
Well,
let's bring it back to movies.
Well, let's bring it back to movies, and I also promised I would ask about this hat. So what is this beautiful silken hat you have here?
It is a beautiful hat, isn't it? And this
is
actually the hat of the Uyghur,
Okay.
from Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. This is actually the symbol of their people, which is really amazing. It's a child in the womb. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, is it really?
That's the symbol, and I didn't know that.
Huh.
But this is the Dopa. It's Good Friday.
Yeah.
And to me, as a Christian solidarity is standing with the people no one else in the world will stand with.
Mm.
The media slanders. No one has been suffered more slander than Alex Jones and the team at InfoWars. But this outlet has been really one of the first and the most vocal advocates for a Muslim ethnic minority that's being crushed. And so I brought this and stealthily put it here. And this is just my way of trying on this Good Friday to stand in solidarity with the Uyghur, 3 million in concentration camps, having their organs harvested, the women suffering forced abortion. You know how we were talking about how in Hollywood the people that shovel the poison are actually its first victims.
Right.
Same thing about in China. The first victims of the CCP were the Han Chinese. The Han Chinese are the first and greatest victim. 500 million Han Chinese babies destroyed from abortion.
Right.
Of course, the Uyghurs and other ethnic and religious minorities in China, and I'm Christian, Catholic, we suffer brutal oppression at the hands of China. But there's been nothing since the Holocaust like what's happening in China.
Right.
It's very similar in these concentration camps to what it was like in Nazi-occupied Germany and Nazi-occupied Europe prior to the Wannsee Conference, where the decision was made to turn the concentration camps into death camps. A lot of death in those camps, but they became death camps.
Mm.
Those concentration camps in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan are drifting from concentration camps with a lot of death and suffering and torture with enslaved labor within them. But they're quickly drifting into just outright death camps. So I just brought this on this Good Friday to, like the Blessed Virgin Mary with Jesus draped across her lap. You know, I always say these vulnerable communities, they're not weak.
Mm.
They're just people placed in impossible situations. Think of the Lebanese, what's happening in Lebanon or Poland in the 20th century. The people of Iraq today, the Kurds and the minorities that live in Kurdistan, like the Assyrians, Chaldeans, and Yazidis, these are beautiful and strong people placed in impossible circumstances, or like the vulnerable teenage mother. You know, my first in an unexpected crisis pregnancy, my first movie, Bella, my first real short film, Crescendo, I made with Patti Millett, the mother of Justin Bieber, That movie raised $6 million for pregnancy centers and women's shelters.
Wow.
Because even in our own country, I think those pregnancy centers and women's shelters that serve young women and crisis pregnancies, those young women are when they walk, when they're thinking about going to Planned Parenthood or a pregnancy center, are truly, she's truly the most vulnerable woman in the world.
Right.
So we don't have to look to the other side of the world. But on this Good Friday, to me, the message is, the Christian and the social life should be to share his life with the vulnerable. And that's something that InfoWars has done consistently. In fact, I think that's the inner passion that drives you.
Right.
It's thoughtfulness. The things that you were saying two decades ago here, that seemed just insane, impossible. Right. It has to be a kooky conspiracy theory.
Right.
God forbid it be true.
Right.
Right. And, but yet here we are.
Yeah.
And that inner necessity to defend the vulnerable, I think, is what InfoWars is about. And when I make movies, that's what drives me too, is I want to share the truth about the beauty of the human person. And I hope that my film inspires solidarity.
Yeah. Well, and it's a natural impulse to have for me. You go for the underdog. You go for the person being oppressed. You want to support the person who, is having their land or their way of life taken away from them. Regardless who's the one taking, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Well, they have a better way of life, so let them come in and wipe them out. No, that's awful. It's horrible. So, you know, whether you're talking back in the, you know, Native Americans being wiped out, horrible. I wish that had never happened. Or what's going on today with the Uyghurs or the Irish or anybody else in between. You go, whoever's the imperialist here, I'm against, right? Whoever's the one enforcing their beliefs on somebody else, we stand up against. Because it's that Christian idea of I want others to do or I do to others what I want them done unto me. I don't want anybody coming in and forcing me to change. I don't want anybody coming in and telling me what to do. So I don't want anybody else telling anybody else what to do. I want them to decide for themselves, right? And it goes back to that very basic. I want to go quickly. We only have about a minute left. Your book.
Oh, thank you.
That yes. I have here, and you have a copy there as well, The Race to Save Our Century. I wanted to bring this up as well because you're talking about, you know, things back in Nazi Germany and everything else. This is jam-packed full of history. In the very beginning, you're talking about 1914 and the world as it was then on the brink of utter destruction with World War One and World War Two following it. And you draw parallels to our modern world just quickly, and we'll continue this into the next segment. What are the five core principles to promote peace, freedom, and culture of life, as this subtitle says?
Well, you know, I'll go over the first principle. So when I wrote this book, you know, I started writing it as an undergrad,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to find principles that I could advance in the face of ideologies, in the face of conspiracies that would protect and shelter the vulnerable, that would promote the common good.
Mm.
You know, in 1914, you had the outbreak of genocide with the Armenians and mm-hmm. the Greeks and the Christians, Assyrians and Chaldeans in Iraq and Syria and the Levant and Turkey. And then 100 years later, we had the same people suffer a similar genocide with the rise of ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this coming. And this book was actually even published before the rise of ISIS. But the first principle is, the foundational principle is the principle of the West. The human person, every human person, has an incomparable and inviolable dignity and worth. And if we just acknowledge that, which is embedded in our Declaration of Independence.
Right, that's the start. It all comes from there.
It all comes from there.
Brilliant.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Great.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time, because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We tried to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it, because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we are back with our final segment with Mr. Jason Jones, movietomovement.com, thegreatcampaign.com, the Jason Jones Show podcast. Oh, I'm sorry, thegreatcampaign.org. Thank you very much. And then his book, The Race to Save Our Century, Five Core Principles to Promote Peace, Freedom, and the Culture of Life, right there. And it's not a thick book, but it's a compact one, a lot of truth, a lot of history in here. Even just the first few pages, it's like, the whole setup of World War One. I mean, you really get into the history, the facts, the passions behind the scene. And you were saying just before we came back on that you really had a simple goal with this, right? Can you explain that again?
Yeah, as a young man, just sort of staring the evil in the face, I realized, am I ever going to be able to really understand, unravel every conspiracy? Am I ever going to be able to understand every powerful cabal that's seeking to control us? No. Right. But what if I just, and this was as a young undergraduate, what if I could come to understand the ideologies they use to control us and divide us, and then those principles that would protect us from those ideologies? And so I thought I'd publish, I had this idea for this book in 1996, and I'm like, I'll publish it when I graduate in 1999. But then I realized this is a much longer, I'm going to have to figure this out. And then I set a new goal of publishing it on the 100th anniversary of World War One. And that's when it came out. And I've been, you know, Eric Metaxas and Pat Buchanan and so many others have celebrated this book. And Eric Metaxas said if there's one book he could give every college student in the world, it'd be this book.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and if you go to thegreatcampaign.org, you can get the book right there for only $20, and it's $30.
Okay.
And it's tax-deductible. But, yeah, the five principles really, and let's just focus on the principles.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time for that?
Yeah, please.
First and foremost is the truth, the founding principle of Western civilization, which the West learned from Christianity.
Right.
That in Jewish scripture, we learn that we're made in the image of God,
mm-hmm.
that our soul is is God breathed.
Right.
But that mystery is even taken to a new level with Christianity, and that the incarnation of the second person of the Trinity is man.
Right.
And that really revealed to those communities that became Christian. The first Christian community in the world was actually in Iraq,
right.
of all things. But that's where the truth about the human person was really revealed.
Mm.
1,700 years later, the founding fathers called that the self-evident truth, but it really wasn't self-evident. It was self-evident to them
because it had been 1,700 years of
Christian culture
of this understanding. Yeah, and of course that has to do with just sort of almost the basic part of Christianity, which is that I can't force you to be Christian, right? I can't hold a gun to your head and say, believe in Jesus. Like, it doesn't work like that. You have to accept it personally. I have to either...
Because I respect your dignity.
Right, right.
And a Muslim friend of mine was actually a general for Saddam Hussein. When he came here, he's a beautiful man. When he came here, I brought him here and we took him around. I said, what is most surprising to you about the United States? He said, first of all, I thought everyone was going to hate me. I felt more at home here than in any other country in the Middle East other than Iraq. Oh, wow. And even more at home here than in neighborhoods in Iraq.
Wow.
And they'll never let it. He's like, I know I'll never get to be an American, of course, but
right.
but I'm going to take what it means to be an American with me. He goes, the other thing that was really shocking to me is I didn't see Muslims anywhere, but I saw Islam everywhere. And I said, what do you mean by that? Well, by Islam, I just mean people thinking about God, talking about God, reaching for God. Well, that was the genius of what our founding fathers gave us.
Right.
They gave us a society where we're not smothered by dogmatism,
mm-hmm.
by denominationalism, that we're all free to talk and communicate about God.
Right.
And when we argue and debate and think and talk about God, that is in a way a prayer. But that is grounded in the fundamental truth of the human person, that we are made in the image and likeness of God, have an incomparable dignity. Transhumanism is subhumanism, like all these other ideologies of evil that are denying the truth of the human person. And so if we could just inculcate that truth, which my new movie, Divided Hearts of America with Benjamin Watson, is all about,
okay.
that founding truth. The second principle is there's a transcendent moral order. Or as the Reverend Martin Luther King used to quote Thomas Aquinas, a just law is a man-made law that corresponds to the divine will.
Right.
You can even go back to Plato, that there's a republic of idea in the clouds that we can judge this republic by. We can
right.
judge the laws of man by something else, something higher, a higher justice. And so when we look at all these ridiculous COVID restrictions, if we had a community that really recognized human dignity and also acknowledged a law above the laws of man, we wouldn't see the municipalities and states brutalizing people. I just saw that ridiculous clip on your show where the woman was saying, we can't give these people their freedoms. Yo, you don't give me any freedom.
Yeah, if we don't correspond the freedom to the vaccine,
yeah.
they'll enjoy the freedoms without getting the vaccine.
That woman does not understand there's a transcendent moral order, right? She doesn't get that. Number three, this is the key one.
Mm.
Subsidiarity. What is subsidiarity? That the further an institution is away from you or I, the less influence it should have in the role in our life.
See, that is key. Especially, one of the things that started going around when COVID first came out is what they call the lockstep document. And I don't know if you're aware of this. It's the Rockefeller document that basically laid out a narrative that was COVID verbatim, exactly what happened. And that entire document, their whole thesis is, the bigger the bureaucracy, the bigger the organizations that control us, the better it is. And their worst case scenario is decentralization or localism. And it's like these people have an ideology completely opposite to my own.
Well, and think about the great tragedies of the 20th century. Hitler, there would have been no genocide. There would have been no Holocaust without obliterating the free institutions of civil society in Germany first.
Right.
That had to happen first. The Soviet Union, the gulags, the vast economic control. They had to destroy the church. They had to destroy the family. They had to break down all of the free institutions between the person and the state. Mao starving 60 million people. 60 million people was the breakdown of subsidiarity. So
right.
we need to fight for our families, our neighborhoods, are non-governmental organizations and associations, primarily, of course, and first and foremost, the church.
Right.
But also, you know, we need to guard our states mm-hmm. and our counties and our municipalities. And look, if in New York City they want to pass stupid COVID restrictions, by all means. But me in the Hill Country of Texas, step away.
Right.
So subsidiarity is key. The next is solid. I want to go to solidarity. Solidarity is that we have to have a preferential option for the vulnerable.
Mm.
That in our families, in our communities, in our church, we need to serve the vulnerable. I tell people, you're either kissing up. Mm. Kissing down.
Right.
You're either kneeling to serve the vulnerable or you're kneeling to serve the powerful.
Right.
And I want to live a life of service. I want to live a life of serving the vulnerable. That is a dignified way of living. That has nobility. These thin-souled ghouls that kneel to the powerful, again, that goes back to subsidiarity. How many of our elected officials are behaving not as elected representatives, but administrators of some mm-hmm. world homogenized state? Like, we already have this new world order. We already have a world homogenized state. In my home state of Hawaii, you have the governor behaving as a bureaucrat.
As an agent of
and
a
as an
large
agent
power, yeah.
of a distant bureaucracy not even set in the United States.
Right, that we didn't have a say over. They have their own ideology and their own plans, and yet our servants, our governmental servants, are serving them instead of us. Yeah, and then you look at that woman that you just mentioned on CNN. She's not interested in serving the vulnerable. She's interested in controlling the dissident, right? It's
there's a dissident right there getting arrested.
There you go.
And by the way,
good word.
Our mayor, who had me arrested, was kissing up.
Mm.
Our governor was kissing up. I was worried about the 7-mile-long lines
right.
for food in Hawaii.
Right.
If our governor and mayor were thinking about the suicides and the long lines for food and the destroyed businesses, if they were serving the vulnerable. And then a humane economy. What is the humane economy? This is the fifth of the principles to defeat this world homogenized state. And what is that? A just social order is grounded in private property rights.
Right.
You cannot have a just social order that is not grounded in private property rights. But those of us have to recognize that we're stewards of our property for ourselves, our children, our community, and our posterity. But there will be those who aren't thoughtful.
Mm.
So what? We'll be thoughtful to our posterity. And so these five principles, if we just had one of these, this last year would not have been a nightmare.
If subsidiarity
alone was protected.
Well, we've seen a concerted attack against that. With all of the small businesses shutting down and corporations scooping up, you know, that economic power. I mean, that's directly counter to what you're describing.
Yeah, no, Amazon destroying all of our businesses.
Absolutely.
So this book, and I'm glad when I wrote this book, my first goal was to get it to you guys. And this is the guide to breaking the Great Reset.
Right.
This is the guide to protecting your posterity. And then once you know what those monuments we need to walk towards, those mountains. Like, you know, we're gonna have a society that protects the inviolable dignity of the human person.
Right.
We're gonna make sure that our laws are just and transcend to truth, that correspond to truth. We're gonna protect those free institutions of civil society. And how do you do that? Like, me getting arrested. You know, I'm not wearing a mask at church because it is connected directly to my posterity's freedom,
right.
Their prosperity, their health, their ability to worship God.
Right. You have to stand up for it or else it'll be lost forever. My gosh, I wish we had 3 more hours. Well, you'll have to come back, of course.
Anytime.
It's Jason Jones, the website Movie to Movement or thegreatcampaign.org, the Jason Jones Show podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
on,
bro.
Sir.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Gerald in South Carolina, Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com, and I am standing on the side of Highway 281 North, just outside of McAllen, Texas. And you'll notice a sign behind me that says, smuggling illegal aliens is a federal crime. And just so you know, this is real. Yeah, that's a real sign right there. Smuggling illegal aliens is a federal crime. I guess, unless you're the federal government, then I guess it's okay. Let me explain what I have witnessed in McAllen, Texas for the last 3 days. Thousands of illegal immigrants are rushing the U.S.-Mexico border every day. Men surge on one side, women and children surge on the other. They run to Border Patrol, the women and children, so they get picked up, and most of the men just get through and into the country. So the women, illegal immigrants, run to Border Patrol, run to ICE agents, and then they pick them up, they take them to facilities, processing centers in McAllen and spread throughout Texas. McAllen is one of the centers. When they're there, they get processed and they get an envelope that has paper ID. It has services. It has maps. It tells them what flight they need to get on, what bus they need to get on, addresses, and some sort of ability financially, whether it's a debit card or cash, to move about freely. They then get taken to a COVID testing center. If they test positive for COVID, they get picked up and taken to a hotel, which ICE got a contract and gave it to a company called Endeavors to rent out all the hotels in McAllen, Texas indefinitely so they can quarantine the illegal immigrants in the hotels in McAllen, Texas. So for 7 days now, they're in the hotels, children, women, men, in the hotels quarantining for COVID. And then after that, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know yet. If you test negative, you then get shipped to a Catholic Charities building, which then can shelter you, feed you, and also take you wherever you need to go. And we have all of this on footage. They leave the building, they get into a vehicle, private vehicle, and then they get dropped off at the airport, carrying their envelope the entire way. Many of these people can't speak English. They show up at the airport. How do they get in? They don't know. They look around. They finally figure it out. They see Border Patrol. They see TSA. They show them a piece of paper, like printer paper, that has their picture and whatever was processed at the facility. They could be making up names. Nobody knows. They don't do DNA testing, so nobody knows if the parents are with the kids. And so they're sitting there now at the airport, and they've got in with a paper ID. And then they're kind of lost inside. And so they look around, and they look at their thing. Okay, I'm Las Vegas, gate 3. And they look around, and they figure out, okay, this is where I'm at. Some of these people, though, seem to know exactly what they're doing. They look like they're coming into the United States to have a party, wearing heels and crop tops and fancy earrings and jewelry and smartphones, and they're calling their friends, I'm coming in tonight, it's going down. And this is all happening on taxpayer dime. So let me get this straight. Smuggling illegal aliens is a federal crime. Well, I just witnessed thousands of illegal aliens being smuggled right in front of my very eyes by the federal government. Is that not a federal crime? Who's making these orders? Who's dictating this policy? Is it Joe Biden? And if it is, will Joe Biden be arrested for committing a federal crime of aiding and abetting and smuggling illegal immigrants? Or will Joe Biden and administration get away with the greatest crime in world history, wide open for all to see?
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour of American Journal has begun. You're watching us on Infowars.com, band.video, and flying across the airwaves around the world from our Central Texas headquarters here in Austin. So glad that you're with us. I got good news and bad news, folks. The bad news is we'll not be joined by Drew Hernandez. A scheduling conflict came up, so luckily he's done a couple interviews the last few days, so you can find out what he has to say on Infowars.com and at band.video. That's the bad news. The good news is that means we're taking your calls. That means we're playing more videos. It means we're getting to more bombshell news in this third hour, and you're not going to want to miss it. I'm going to go ahead and give out the number right now, 1-877-789-2539. That is the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. And since we only have an hour to take calls today, I'm going to be taking almost entirely new callers. So if you've never called in before, now is your chance to get in and say your piece, whether it's about anything that you heard Jason Jones and I discuss in that last segment, if it's about Derek Chauvin or these corporate takeovers or the Biden infrastructure bill. Whatever is on your mind, folks, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Right now I want to play a video that came out from CBS mere hours ago, and I'm very excited to see it. I haven't actually watched this clip, so we're going to enjoy it together. It's Hunter Biden answering questions about his laptop, believe it or not. Let's see what the guy has to say, shall we? Roll the clip.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that's...
I really don't know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know
yes or no
if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
No
it
idea.
It could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. That I was hacked. It could be that it was the... That it was Russian intelligence.
Oh, it could be. Well, it could be.
It was stolen from me.
Yeah, maybe. It could be. Perhaps. Liar. Scumbag liar. Wow. If the answer was no, the answer would be no. Like he doesn't know. Like he doesn't know if it's his. Just quick little refresher here. What happened was he sent his laptop in for a repair. The guy who repaired it, he never went and picked it up. The guy who repaired it gave it to Mayor Giuliani and the NYPD and the FBI because he found some questionable material on there. You think Hunter Biden doesn't know? He's like, it could be. I mean, I took my laptop to a Delaware repair shop. I mean, it has photos of me on the laptop that are nowhere else in the world. I mean, I did have a laptop that I gave to a guy who then gave it to some. So I guess it could be mine. It also could have been stolen by Russian intelligence. My God. I have no idea whatsoever. That's what a liar says. There could be, it could have been Russian intelligence stolen. Maybe James Bond came in, maybe he rappelled in on a rope into my apartment and stole it from me. Maybe he shot me with a tranquilizer dart and stole it from me and rappelled down the side of the building. We just don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Wow. The son of the president of the United States, a laptop full of incriminating material, a laptop full of pictures of this scumbag that are nowhere else in the world, a laptop full of information that only Hunter Biden would know, audio recordings, emails, discussion, correspondence, just without a doubt, his laptop, without a doubt, an accurate story. It's truly amazing. It is truly amazing. What a story this is. Because remember, okay, his laptop gets discovered. Bad material on it. Gets given to the authorities. The authorities don't look into it, don't inspect it. They don't want to know. Corruption, who cares, right? We're going after Russian collusion here. We have important things to do. We have to investigate Matt Gaetz, right? All this very vital stuff. Oh, what, the sitting president has a son who admits working directly for the, as he puts it, spy chief of China? Nah, not a concern, not an issue. Who cares about it? Then the story comes out. Not only does Twitter censor it outright, you're not allowed to post it, they actually completely ban the Twitter account of the New York Post, one of the oldest newspapers in America. They eliminate that tweet on the basis that this is somehow hacked information, which, again, the excuses they use, they don't matter. They censor whoever the hell they want. Then they tack on a thing anyway. And then, like last week, you had Jack Dorsey saying that was a mistake. It was a major mistake. It was an accident. No, you know what? You put out a statement saying why you did it. Don't tell us it's an accident or a mistake. Completely on purpose. Then you had the story banned off Facebook, and Facebook actually had the temerity to come out and say, we don't know whether this story is true or not, but we're going to go ahead and ban it anyway, knowing full well it was accurate, knowing full well it was true, but they're letting you know. And this is all kind of part of the psychological operation. And you see it with cult leaders to just people who are abusive to their spouses, everybody in between, anybody who's trying to control other people, you push the envelope. You see how far you can go. You judge the pushback. You judge the reaction. And if the reaction is less than overwhelming, then you push a little farther next time and a little farther after that, right? So this was that pushing of the line. This was them saying, here's a story that, while being undeniably true, while being a primary source of a major, major issue with the family of and including the candidate for presidency, Joe Biden, what if we eliminate this story because it reflects badly on him? We don't even give an excuse. We don't even bother coming up with a reason. We let everybody know we are doing this strictly for political convenience because it's a story that hurts the person we're trying to get into office. And they did it. And there was no outcry, and there was no pushback, and there was no punishment, and there was nothing. They got away with it. You think they're going to stop there? Well, it was a mistake. We didn't mean to. They're laying the groundwork for the world that we're in now. If it's material, doesn't matter how true it is, if it hurts their side, it gets buried. If it benefits their side, even if it's a lie, it gets exalted, it gets upheld, it gets spread around. They're letting you know that. and now they're putting Hunter Biden on. I don't know. It could be. It could have been. I could have been hacked. It could have been stolen from me. Or you could have left it at a Delaware repair shop, forgotten to pick it up, and he gave it to Rudy Giuliani. Which do you think is more accurate? Wow, I can't believe they let him do this. It could have been. Of course, certainly, there could be a laptop out there that was stolen from. Maybe. Well, is the material accurate? Oh, it is? Oh, so you are working for China? Oh, so you are making billions off of your father's position in office? Oh, you are involved in blackmail schemes? Oh, you are involved in bizarre sexual activity with members of your family? Oh, all of that is true? Well, it kind of doesn't matter whether the laptop is real or not. The information's real. The pictures are real. It's accurate. For real, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? You know, if you're a fan of true crime, you've probably watched a lot of, YouTube videos or podcasts, or whatever, where you watch interrogations. And it really is fascinating watching a police interrogation with a guy who is beyond guilty, with a guy who is caught, cut and dry. They have little words they use. They have little ways of framing things. And that's one of them. I don't know. I guess it could have been. There's a woman who was a L.A. Police detective for like 20 years. And then 20 years after this murder occurred, they find out she was the murderer. They interview her, and you can watch the whole thing. And she says, I don't know, about 10,000 times. Well, did you ever meet the woman? I don't know. Maybe. I guess I could. I don't know. Hunter Biden just doesn't know. He's just an honest guy. He's a smart guy. In fact, Joe Biden tells us he's the smartest guy that Joe Biden has ever met. And he's stupid.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread.
All right, folks, here's how we are going to do it for the remainder of this show. I'm going to play a video for you. We're going to laugh at it. We're going to comment on it. We're going to have a great time. Then I'm going to go right out to your phone calls because the phone lines filled up like that. And I'm told we have some fantastic callers waiting to tell their story. It's going to be a rapid-fire session here. I will take a brief moment to remind you that InfoWars.com is where you go to support this show, everything that we do here. This week, I think, has been the best week of interviews we've had in a very long time, from Wurzelroot to Jim Bob to Jason Jones to Gerald Celente, everybody in between. It's been such a wonderful week of interviews, and I'm really privileged to be able to bring these people on and have a platform where they want to go to share their message. It's entirely because of InfoWarsStore.com. So I hope you're sharing those videos. I hope you're finding joy or inspiration or knowledge from these interviews, and I hope you're sharing them, and I hope that you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, enough of that. We're trying to get to your phone call, so let's play this video first. It's Pete Buttigieg doing what politicians do best, which is performative good. They do things that look good. They do things that they want you to do all the time. They'll do them for about 30 seconds to make you think they do them all the time. It's really an amazing piece of footage I'm about to show you here. Let's roll this Pete Buttigieg video. I'll narrate here as we're looking in. There's the Mr. Mayor getting on a bike. He's got his little helmet on. He's surrounded by armored cars and personnel. He's got his mask on. He probably has two masks on. So he's got both masks, and he's on his bike. So what you're seeing here is Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is, being given a ride in armored vehicles to the Capitol, where he then removes a bike from the trunk of the car, gets on it, and pretends like he rode the bike there. He pretends like he's riding the bike. He's saving the globe. He's saving the carbon. He's getting his exercise. He's wearing two masks while he rides his bike, just like you, the slave. He's just a slave like you. Here he is, biking. There he goes. Yep. He just got a ride to the parking lot. He gets on the bike and he rides the bike through the parking lot to get that sweet photo op showing that he rides his bike. It's just like the guys who put on a mask right before they go step up to the podium, right? It's all performative. They're lying to you. You know, it's just like, just think about John Kerry taking a private jet to Iceland to receive a environmental award. They don't adhere to the laws they enforce on you because they're scum, because they're feudal overlords. Because their reality, your reality, is manufactured. There's the truth, which is what actually happens. Then there's the reality television version of the truth, which is what you see on the mainstream news. That was a little peek behind the curtain, a little peek around the fake set walls of our false reality to the truth behind it, which is that all of these people are scumbags. All of these scumbags, all of these people are completely fraudulent. They all are tricking you. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Matt in California has a very interesting idea. Thank you for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I am just calling to make the listeners aware of the Ashley Babbitt Official Memorial Fund. They're having a fundraiser to help with her memorial. She was the young patriot that was murdered by the Capitol policeman. And so they're, I just wanted to make people aware that they're trying to raise a little money for her memorial.
Okay, and where do they find that?
That can be found at GoFundMe, and it is titled the Ashley Babbitt Official Memorial.
Yep, I see it right here, actually. Justice for Ashley Babbitt, there's a Twitter account called, it's at For Ashley, F-O-R-A-S-H-L-I, and they have a link there, Ashley Babbitt Official Memorial, organized by Destiny Condon. GoFundMe. It's a fundraiser for Aaron Babbitt, Ashley Babbitt's husband, and for Ashley Babbitt's official memorial. Thank you so much for bringing our attention to that. There should be millions of dollars in this fund. My God.
Yeah, no kidding. I also sent an email to President Trump on his website, requesting that it would be great for him to attend the memorial.
That's a great idea. The fact that he hasn't spoken out about it, that Ted Cruz, that no Republican has spoken out in defense of Ashley Babbitt is in itself indefensible. It is an absolute disgrace that a 14-year veteran, patriotic woman is gunned down in cold blood by the Capitol Police, and the Republicans can't even bother to bring her name to their lips. They won't even say her name. They won't advocate for her. It's absolutely despicable what was done to her and how she's been smeared and how nobody will stand up for her. She gave 14 years of her life to the U.S. military just to have the United States government she fought for spit on her grave. And it's beyond description how, you know, what low lives these cowards are. And they absolutely should be standing up for Ashley Babbitt, making her a center point in the ongoing, the narrative, the true narrative, which is the ongoing destruction of Trump supporters at large, conservatives in general. They'll do to you just like they did to Ashley Babbitt. They'll gun you down in cold blood. They'll blame your death on your friends, and they'll use your murder that they committed in order to carry out greater oppression against people like you. It is emblematic of our situation, and thank you for pointing out that people can go to GoFundMe.com and donate to the official Ashley Babbitt Memorial. I think everybody should. Thanks for that call, Matt. Let's go down to Matthew in Ohio, who wants to talk about school indoctrination. We got 2 minutes before the break. Matthew, you are on the air. Matthew in Ohio. Hold on, Matthew. There you go. You're on the air.
I just wanted to call. I have a couple of cousins that are go from middle school up to the college level, and just the amount of pure nonsense, and I consider child abuse they have to go through. My 7-year-olds, I'm in Toledo, Ohio. I'm not sure, it's like 90 miles outside of Detroit, so it's roughly the same demographics outside of rural areas. But she had to go up in a Zoom in front of everybody. And, you know, she's a white girl, obviously, whatever. And she had to, you know, repent. And this is at like a rural school outside of Toledo, of her atrocities and her sins of her forefathers and ancestors. And I remember overhearing this conversation and talking to her about this. And I was thinking, I don't know if anybody's used this phrase, but it's, you know, we're committing generational genocide is what's happening, because, like, I think Drew Hernandez or perhaps yourself this week was talking about how they're getting the children with all aspects, but this whole, you know, cultural and racial narrative, how everything's about race instead of just, you know, I say we're a human race, but, you know, it's just heartbreaking to watch her go through that, and, you know, all my other cousins as well. But just her being 7 years old, first grader, having to do this, and it just breaks my heart. I don't know.
You know, it breaks my heart. It's heartbreaking. More so, it enrages me. I it's not sadness I feel. It's rage against these people, because you're exactly right. They are psychologically destroying these children. You know, generational genocide, it's just genocide. You target the kids when you commit genocide. So it's genocide of all of us. The kids are the key to it, because They're the future. And if you can destroy them, then your work is done for you. It's absolutely despicable. Frankly, I don't understand how people whose kids go through this. I won't say it.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. You've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having a strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Last two segments of the show, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be a lightning round free-for-all. We've got the phone lines full with great callers, all first-time callers. We're going to get to them ASAP. And, of course, they're all keeping their comments a little bit short, so we can make sure to get everybody in, and I appreciate that. So let's go down the line, shall we? We'll start with Tom in California, who has a comment about an assembly bill. Let's not get too stuck in the weeds here, because these can get rather intricate. But what do you got for us, Tom?
I just like to make people aware of Assembly Bill 534 in the state of California. It's a complete assault on our fisheries. And I'd like them to take a look at whalesafecrab.com and get the truth. And you could sign the petition against the bill.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. California Assembly Bill 534. Was that right?
Yes.
Okay. Assembly Bill 534. And there you see the website, Whale Safe Crab. I'll encourage people to go check that out for themselves and let us know what they think. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. Thanks for raising awareness for that. Yet another policy pursued by California that we could all do without. Yeah, not surprised, but we got to do something to stand up against this. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go now to U-Haul in Pennsylvania. Cancel Bank of America, he says. Thanks for calling in, U-Haul. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to make this call brought to you in part by InfoWarsStore.com. I got my $1,400 directly deposited from the IRS. It might not sound like all that much, but still, make it a point to spend or at least invest something while they're still around. I have my X2 spray, and it works very well as opposed to the drops. All right, so anyway, I was originally going to call for what the bank did in February 5th of where they submitted a bunch of arrests.
Yep.
Trying to play FBI or NSA, and none of the violations on January 6th violated BSA or warranted right. Since then. But also one of the things about it, too, is that they want to play legislator from the boardroom. What do I mean by that? Who needs lobbying when you can make laws yourself? It's an oligopoly. It's an oligarchy. It's a corporatocracy. So in other words, these corporations are playing government from the boardroom. They don't need to lobby anymore. Who needs D.C.? They do it all from Charlotte, North Carolina already.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Coca-Cola. Look at Delta Airlines. Look at American Airlines now, and Dell, and Home Depot all coming out and basically saying, we're going to withdraw our support from your state, withdraw billions of dollars from your state if you don't do as we say. It's the great merger, not the great reset, creating exactly what you're describing, a corporatocracy. And Bank of America is as enmeshed in all of this as the rest of them. So fight back against the corporatocracy. Don't support these globalist combines, these massive institutions who openly desire your disenfranchisement and your destruction and now actively seek to overwhelm your electoral will by enforcing through their dictates extortion, essentially. They will extort you into doing their will, or they will bankrupt your state now that they have all of the power that they do. It's completely despicable and must be pointed out and resisted. Thanks so much for the call, U-Haul. Let's go now to Drew in California, who wants to talk about the border crisis. Thanks for calling in, Drew. You're on the air.
Cool. Thanks for taking my call again. Let's plug real quick. Yeah, all products are awesome. X2 is my favorite.
All right, and, second X2 plug of the segment. Very good.
And whatchamacallit? Turmeric. Awesome.
Very
I have very
good.
Bad back problems. Helps me a ton. I suggest everybody to at least try it once. All right, besides that, let's talk about the border. We'll just say I live in the Port of L.A. area, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but since the border surge, there's been a lot more shootings and a lot more robberies and a lot more everything around this area.
Mm.
And I'm just, plain and simple. I also want to say this. I started listening around the Fukushima, when all that stuff started.
Yep.
I've been a fan since then, and you guys woke me up so much. It was just everything that I was thinking of. You guys were saying it. You guys are awesome. So anyway, the border and talking about Infowars, I wouldn't say I woke up some friends, but just it's so hard to talk to friends about what's going on at the border and everything else. I have Mexican-American friends that came here, their parents came here from Mexico, and they worked their ass off and did everything the right way to get here and do everything the right way,
Right.
And they're very successful. They're more successful than I am, and I'm, I'm a white boy,
Right.
White family.
You have privilege, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I have white privilege, exactly. So they worked their ass off, and they have everything. And they didn't like Trump at all. They had the F Trump everything, you know, in their house and everything. And I'm, you know, I helped them with construction and stuff too.
But they came legally.
But they did everything legally.
Yeah, this
and,
makes,
and they worked their butt off.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me, man. You have people who worked their butts off. They came across legally. They did all the hard work, and now they just want to let people who did none of that cut in line and you know, take advantage of this system. You know, to be quite honest with you, if you're going to come into a different country and then subvert its laws and open its borders for, you know, everybody else, whoops, broke my pen, then I don't know, maybe you shouldn't be here. I mean, you're supposed to love this country. And if you do love this country, you shouldn't want to open it up to everybody else. I love Mexico. I love my next door neighbor. Mexico's our next door neighbor. I love them. I want them to do well. I think it's a fantastic country. I love my next door neighbor. I still lock my door at night. You know, he can come in. He's got to knock. He's got to knock first. You don't just walk right into somebody else's house. And this nation, this landmass is our house, and we are allowed to protect it. And if, you know, I give my neighbor a spare key in case, you know, there's an emergency and he needs to get in, and he starts making copies for all of his friends so they can come in whenever they want, that's an issue. That's a violation of trust. So it's utterly despicable. And then what you're talking about, the crime, I mean, the crime wave is across the board, all over, and it's all part of not necessarily the same cause, but all part of the same swing, which is lawlessness, which is whether they're letting criminals, rapists, murderers out of prison, no bail because bail is racist, and then they go on to kill more, or the rising crime rates because of defund the police, or the lack of border control. It's all part of the same movement, which is the destruction of our laws, the rules of people, not laws. And it's all leading to the same cacophonous chaos that we're seeing around the country. Thank you so much for the call, Drew. Let's get to one more here. Ken in Florida has a comment. We got 2 minutes for the break. Ken, the floor is yours.
Hey, Harrison, thank you for taking my call. Man, I want to encourage every single listener. Now is the time to get big. What I mean by get big is make yourself a target. What I mean by that is don't go out and perpetuate trouble, but go out and speak your mind. Go out and say the truth. Right now, I've got about $1,000 worth of work I had done to my truck so that it stands out and speaks a message. I fly 4 flags on my truck at all times, 2 inverted American flags, 1 on each side, so everyone's aware. I have the Christian flag on the back of my truck. I have my Trump flag on the back of my truck. They will not come down. They will not be messed with. I go out on the street corners with my bullhorn, a sign that's 12 foot tall, and it's made out of wood and construction paper. And it's got Lindell's website on it. And I go out during rush hour, and I try to get people to go to the website. I know I'm reaching people. I come in contact with people every single day. I get negative feedback. I get positive feedback. I get threatened. I don't care. I'm not afraid of dying. What I'm afraid of is giving our country to the communists and not having a chance. That's what terrifies me. I fought for this country. I was in the United States Army, and I'll be damned if I'm going to surrender. I don't know that language.
I love comprehend. It, man. I love it, man. We need 10,000 Kens out there spreading the message, or like that guy in the video we just showed you with the bullhorn. A bullhorn, a sign, a street corner, and a soapbox. All it takes is getting the message out there and showing them that you will not be intimidated, you will not be scared into silence, and you will not surrender without a fight. That's what they want. They want you to roll over and capitulate. Don't do it.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time, because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it, because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, when American and British Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy with the largest invasion force the world had ever seen, a mass of humanity strong enough to free the entire continent of Europe from the Nazi grasp, there were 156,000 soldiers as a part of that movement. The numbers have just been released 4 minutes ago. Border crossings in March, number 171,000 people. Almost 20,000 more people have crossed the border in March than stormed Europe on D-Day. Just to put in perspective what a modern invasion force truly looks like. Absolutely incredible. We're doing a rapid-fire lightning round with calls here. The callers have been absolutely fantastic in helping us get through this, helping us get to as many calls as possible. Get through this like it's a chore. It's not a chore. We want to get to as many as possible, so it's fun. Let's go to Clay in Texas. You have a comment about the days of creation. Thanks for calling in, Clay. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wish I had taken my brain force, because I could talk for an hour about this.
I'm going to try and keep it as quick and concise as possible.
Brevity is the soul of wit, they say.
Well, we all know that God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. And we also know that with the Lord, a day is 1,000 years.
Mm.
So I am a young earth creationist. I believe that we are in the end of the sixth prophetic day before the seventh day, which is the day of the Lord, the millennium. And I also believe, I've come to believe that we need to be observing the whole law. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And one of these commandments is the Sabbath day, rest on the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday. And you notice, like, when you live like this, when you live the commandments, that the normal work days, they're all the same. And then Friday rolls around, which is preparation day. And we're in preparation day right now for the great day of the Lord. And as you're trying to get everything ready to eat the next day, it gets a little hectic. And then it gets more and more hectic as sunset approaches. And that's where we're at right now. We're getting more and more hectic as the day of the Lord approaches.
Yeah, it's all very biblical. The dark, you know, darkest before the dawn.
100%.
You can only imagine those 3 days in between Good Friday and the resurrection, how miserable the followers of Jesus must have felt, how defeated they must have felt, how hopeless they must have been. Little did they know that the sun was about to rise on them. With a glory they never could have imagined. And we have to keep that faith, certainly. And also on top of it, you know, they've done research, you know, scientific, just across the board. They've gone around the world. They've, you know, investigated all of these areas where you have a lot of people that live over 100. What they found is that the healthiest people in the entire world that live the longest, that have the most health, the least instances of cancer, all of this stuff turns out to be little islands around Greece and little places like the coast of Lebanon, where they eat a lot of fish, they eat a lot of olive oil, and they follow the biblical schedule of fasting. And they found that this creates the most healthy people in the entire world, bar none. It's people around the Mediterranean, it's their diet, and it's also their fasting schedule that's usually corresponds with the Orthodox fasting schedule, where you're fasting a few days a week and then a few weeks a year, and it actually creates not just spiritual health, but physical health beyond anything achieved anywhere else in the world. So there's spiritual and physical reasons to be adhering to these commandments, like Clay suggests. Thank you so much for the call, Clay. Let's move on to Sarah in Minnesota, who has a comment about the infrastructure bill, infrastructure, as they call it, and they're spending all of our money on mind control deputies. Thanks for calling in, Sarah. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. When I saw that headline, Biden infrastructure bill includes $20 billion to destroy highways for being racist.
Yep.
It made me think of like the art of war. And if you look at history, they would strategically bomb bridges and destroy infrastructure.
Mm.
So it just really, I don't know, I kind of saw a parallel there, but, you know, it's concerning.
Yeah, that is interesting. Of course, right now, sort of in this information war, the infrastructure that we rely on is the communication network. So it's interesting that you bring that up, because now we've moved on to this new realm of war, and them deleting our Twitter accounts, that's like the bombing of a major supply route, right? Them trying to get rid of payment processors, that's them bombing our supply route. And trying to, you know, encircle us and take us from the rear. So you're right. The art of war lives on. It takes on new shapes. It takes on new forms. We meet new challenges. But those central tenets remain the same. As they say, war never changes. And it's a very good thought. And, yeah, this story you can read. I meant to cover it today, but it's at Infowars.com. Biden infrastructure bill includes $20 billion to destroy highways for being racist. Truly incredible stuff. Pete Buttigieg, the actor, pretending to ride his bike, and now he's pretending to build infrastructure when in fact he's destroying it. Big surprise. All these people are lying scumbags. And yeah, we're at war with them, folks. It's an information war. That doesn't mean the stakes aren't even higher than wars we fought before, because what is at risk here is humanity itself, the human soul, freedom, and liberty worldwide. So it's even more important than ever that we watch, you know, cover your six, maintain routes of supply, always have exit strategy. Remember those, you know your enemy, know yourself, know these strategies of war, because they're more important now than ever. Thank you so much for that, Sarah. Let's go now to Michael in Florida, who has a comment about conspiracy theory depopulation. Thanks for calling in, Michael. You're on the air.
Hey, first off, you're doing a great job.
Thank
you. And I got to say, thank God for Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew and all the work you guys have been doing. Because I hate to think where we would be right now without you guys. To keep it quick, Deagle.com, they track population. And for years, they've had U.S. population dipping in 2025. And it's been some weird thing. You know, nobody's known why. And Bill Gates came on not too long ago, and he was talking about pandemic one and pandemic two.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just real creepy.
Yeah, there's another story on Infowars.com as well. I don't have the headline in front of me, but it's something like, you know, the next pandemic will make this pandemic look like a soft caress, I think is the title. It's a video. I think it's an epidemiologist or a virologist explaining this. Yeah, yeah. They're as they always do, they're priming the pump. They're setting the groundwork. They're getting us all used to this idea of pandemic lockdowns. They've succeeded thus far in a pandemic, so-called, that is, you know, just about as deadly as the common cold. What happens when the next pandemic is, you know, a variant of Ebola, and it's brutal and it's incredibly fast spreading and incredibly deadly? The lockdowns that we're seeing now, they will look like a soft caress, because the ones coming up will be the, you know, FEMA camp mass depopulation level. So we can stop these people now. We can stop them from carrying out their schemes now by revealing what they've already done, getting them out of power and returning power to the people and the structures of government as they were designed, not the corporate overlordship that we're experiencing now. We can stop them now. And if we don't, we know what's coming, and it will be a second pandemic. It will be more brutal and more insane than this one. And all of the signs are there. They've published it in their own documents. Truly incredible. Final call of the day goes to Mark in Delaware. Thanks so much for calling, Mark. You got about 1 minute. Make it quick.
Hey, Harrison, thanks a lot, man. Love your show. Love
Thank
Alex
you.
Owen. Anyways, I want to call. Somebody told me yesterday they brought their daughter to the emergency room at the hospital, and she broke her arm at home, and they were filling the paperwork out, and the people that the nurses or the administrative people that fill the paperwork out wrote down that it was COVID. And the guy was like, what are you doing? She doesn't have COVID. And they told him not to worry about it, that they've got it taken care of. And he says, I don't understand what you're talking about. My daughter doesn't have COVID. They said, well, because she's not in school right now, it's a COVID-related issue.
What?
Okay, so
COVID, they use COVID as an excuse to shut down the school. So then if an accident happens, they say the reason that accident happened is because she wasn't in school. They're not in school because of COVID. Therefore, the accident happened because of COVID. Is that what you're saying? Is this the issue here?
Yes, dude. I swear to God, it blew my mind. I said, I have to call Alex Jones. I have to tell this story because it's fun. Freaking believable.
It would be unbelievable, except I'm aware of what's going on. Not just is it imminently believable, I don't doubt it for a single second. I'd bet my life that what you're telling me is exactly the truth, and this is exactly the scams they're playing. She'll be another statistic boosting the reason for lockdowns, and that hospital, they get a chunk of change for every COVID, so they're making off like bandits.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.